Computers have always scared me. I grew up believing that only scientists and engineers could understand them. Then I started to work with Apple personal computers, and I learned how easy it is to use one. You can do sales forecasting and general bookkeeping and even financial charts and graphs. See? Frankly, at the moment, I have no reason to do all of these things, but who knows? Show business being what it is, I might.
Apple, the personal computer.
Welcome to Thulcast, the best 30-plus minute album conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan Elijah. Join me today. He's back in the saddle, wig affixed, powdered white AF. Leander Cady is here.
What's with the white wig?
I don't know. Isn't that what you wear when you're on your horse?
Oh, okay.
I thought that was... Also joining us, he's buff. He's bold. He's bearded. Buster. Heine is here. Oh. I know you're at least two of those.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Oh, you got the beard, though?
Yeah.
Okay, woo! Nailed it.
I don't have the beard right now.
Oh, bummer. Dang. You made me a liar. Okay. Also with us, he plays bass in your weird uncle's favorite band. Lewis Wallace is here.
Hey, yeah. Wow. I didn't know we were anybody's favorite band. That's awesome news.
I just thought that them darting accordions were the favorite band of weird uncles everywhere.
Well, they should be.
Well, you played on like the American Music Awards.
That is correct.
You
got to
be someone's favorite band.
Oh, yeah. Drew Carey.
It's right. Weird Al Yankovic was there.
Drew Carey's the guy who drew us into that one.
So he got you on stage.
Yeah.
Even though you're not getting your records stamped gold,
that's
he got
correct.
You in the back door.
That's right. He ended up singing a song on one of our records. It's pretty cool.
Oh, he sings.
Well, yeah.
You're more famous than I thought.
Oh, man, come on.
I mean, you're the bass player for Them Darn Accordions.
All right, I'm going to ask you to get the band name correct.
Starting oh, what right is now. It? Them Damn Accordions?
Those Darn Accordions.
Oh, my mistake. My apologies.
Them Dang Accordions. Yeah.
No wonder I couldn't find you on Spotify.
Oh, we're right there, man. So many records on Spotify. I encourage everybody to put them on stream and repeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why wouldn't they? There's like 15 accordions in one band. What more do you need to know?
Yeah.
Well, I know we could talk about accordions all show, Lewis, and everyone would stay tuned to the end to hear that entire conversation.
Ear magnet.
I do think that we should let people know that this is our WWDC 2018 expectations show, where we tell you everything that we don't know about WWDC, but we're going to make a lot of guesses. And here's the thing about this year's keynote, we really don't know what the hell they're going to do. Do we, Leander?
We don't.
Did I let the cat out of the bag? Maybe I shouldn't have said that. We should have just pretended like we were going to know exactly what was going to happen.
We're not alone, though. It seems like nobody knows what's going to be announced. It's
a tight ship this year.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things that they could announce, and there are some things that we think we know they will announce because they've been talked about throughout the year. So we'll be talking about that. But before we do, we need to hear Leander's situation. He's going to WWDC. He's going to be in the audience, right, Leander?
Yeah. I got a special invite from Tim himself.
Wow. Was it signed? Was it signed by Tim Cook and Johnny Ive and the whole executive team?
Right.
You're cordially invited too.
Right. Join us down in the front row.
All access.
Of course, when you show up, they won't have you on the list, and then you'll look up, and they're all going to be over there, like high-fiving and laughing.
Oh. I'll say, "Yeah, Katie, it's right there. Look, Katie." No, sorry, sir.
We got him, y'all. We got him. No, but seriously, you're going.
Yeah.
What do you? Whoa, how do you feel about it? Don't just give me the one word answers here. It sounds exciting.
Crikey, did you hear that?
Is it just you? Yeah, it sounded like a dog attacked somebody.
There's a car screeching to a halt out there.
Somebody
that was,
hit
that was Tim's limo pulling up outside.
It is actually a limo.
When he realized that he had gotten invited, they're to collect their invitation.
Uh-oh. The pass is about to be revoked, Leander. Lock the doors and windows.
His stretch limousine, because that's all Tim ever transports around in is his stretch limousine. He's in the back. Where did Leander go?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So,
focus.
You're going to WWDC, Leander. How do you feel about it? How are you feeling about this year?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Jeez. It's going to be just you, right?
I've got mixed feelings, to be honest. You know, one, it's in San Jose, which is going to get up really early, drive all the way down
Oh, is that why you don't like it's a nightmare. You gotta get up early?
Bay Area traffic is a nightmare, you know. Then you gotta figure out where to park the thing in San Jose and then get in line.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like a mad rush, you know, you get a sucky seat or get stuck between two giant Samoan guys, you know, with their laptops. And,
wow, you've got a lot of issues.
Just you imagine, you're going to get stuck between Gurman and John Gruber. Oh, what a bummer. Imagine that jury conversation.
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but it would be. And then I got to work, you know, and then I got to bang out something clever about it, you know?
Yeah, so there's going to be a live blog on Cultimac, powered by New York Times bestselling author Leander Cady, now reduced to writing a live blog on Cultimac. But it's going to be the best damn live blog you've ever read. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that.
Right. I don't want to
imagine that wasted talent just for the live blog, but it's going to be good stuff, I think. You're good at that kind of stuff, Leander.
You think? Okay. Well, that's what I kind of decided.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can find the inside scoops, the stuff that no one thinks of.
You recognize everyone. Oh my God. You're
You know who everyone is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing.
You're like
a
walking computer.
Yeah. When it comes to Apple stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, since Leander doesn't seem to have much more to say about it than that, we need to go into our WWDC expectations. What?
But, you know, what am I saying? I shouldn't complain. It's always great. I mean, it's always fun.
There we go.
180!
There we go. That's what we were waiting for.
Well, it's you know, like, I've never sat in a keynote. Like, I've never sat in a keynote and been able to just watch it and to be able to, like, absorb it. Your fingers are always there on the keyboard, right? You're trying to bang stuff out. And, you know, but while you're doing that, you're trying to sort of absorb what they're talking about at the same time. So the multitasking is stressful, and it's not, you know, it's not the same experience as being able to sit back and absorb it and watch it. You know, it's always different when you go back and look at the live stream, where you can just sort of watch it at your leisure. It's always a much different experience, and it's a lot more enjoyable. You know, whereas, you know, if you're in the audience as a member of the press, it's work.
Are you going to be taking pictures? Are you taking a photographer, or is it just you?
I am the photographer.
Oh, my gosh, that is stressful.
Yeah.
You're going to be there taking notes, taking pictures, trying to pay attention. Yeah, good luck with that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Okay, well, that will be, I'm sure, front and center on Cultimac.com, right?
Yeah.
June 4th at 10 a.m., Cultimac.com. Don't miss it if you want the scoop as it's happening by New York Times bestselling author Leander Cady. You're going to want to catch that. Okay, you know what? I completely forgot. Before we continue to our WWDC expectations, I have to give a very hearty thank you to Udemy for supporting this episode. Whether you want to learn something new or just sharpen your skills, Udemy has an extensive library of over, get this, 65,000 courses, 65,000 courses taught by expert instructors. You ever find yourself thinking, I wish I could do that? Well, with Udemy, you can learn exactly how, from web development to digital marketing to Japanese cooking courses. Udemy has something for everyone. While other online learning companies charge hundreds of dollars per class, Udemy courses start at just $11.99. Plus, each course comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee for risk-free learning. Every day, students around the world choose Udemy to discover new passions, expand their skills, and even change their careers. Now you can improve your life through learning. Download the Udemy app to learn anytime, anywhere, or visit www.ude.my/cultcast. ude.my/cultcast today. Thank you to Udemy for supporting this episode. So here's what we're going to do. We've got it broken down into software and hardware. These are our expectations/predictions, because there's a little bit weaved in, especially when it comes to the hardware stuff. I think this could be a good year for hardware at WWDC. And there are some out there that disagree with me. I'm going to make my case, and we'll see what happens. Let's start with hardware. Buster, tell us about Watch OS. You're muted, Buster. You're still muted.
Oh, shoot. Well, Watch OS is software, but not hardware. But I can talk about Watch OS.
Did I say hardware first?
If you want me to. Yeah, you said hardware first.
Okay, but, well, let's do software.
All right, so software, Watch OS, it's probably going to have some minor changes, I'm guessing. Most of them health-related, probably. I'm guessing Apple's going to add some more health features. Like, you see more third-party app developers developers pulling their apps off of Apple Watch. Like I saw Lyft the other day pulled their app. A couple other big ones have pulled theirs over the last 6 months. So I think if Apple Watch is going to be a success, it's just got to be full on about health for the most part.
That seems to be the way it's heading, since the health stuff is actually useful and the apps are definitely not useful in any way, which is why I think everyone's pulling their app. Okay, what about tvOS?
I think so. tvOS has to set up tvOS 12. It's got to set up it's got to lay some type of foundation for Apple's original content in a way too. Like they have the TV app. So I don't know what else they're going to do to the OS, but we know Apple has a lot of its own original TV shows like in the pipeline. So maybe in some way it'll help set that up. Other than that, we don't really have any information on tvOS either.
Such a tight ship.
Yeah. Tim Cook said he's cracking down and ready to take people to court if they leak stuff. So obviously they're serious.
Maybe that's why everyone's piped up, because he knows they got the Apple investigation crew driving around in their van
Apple
patrolling
Gestapo
for leaks.
Is coming for you.
That's right. Yeah. Tim Stoppo is coming for you. They catch you snitching. They
break your knees.
They wouldn't do anything violent. Tim Cook's just gonna have you tickled till you stop. I won't leak anymore.
So tickle torture, y'all.
Tickle torture, y'all. That's his way of doing it. Well, we know we are not gonna be getting very many major changes for iOS 12 either, at least big marquee features, according to that report that we had a while ago that said that Apple is going to be delaying a lot of the iOS features and working on more stability improvements and that type of thing. So I'm kind of scratching my head here, wondering exactly how they're going to be bringing the software big this year if we're not going to be getting a lot of marquee features. What was that, Buster?
Well, I'm okay if they fix stability, because lately, man, my iPhone X has been crashing all the time. Or just apps on it will freeze up and stuff. So I don't know about if other people have a lot of bug issues, but it seems like I run into a ton lately. So if they dedicate it to make it running smooth all the time, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I would be okay with that too. But I do wonder how they're going to fill an hour and a half keynotes if they're not going to be talking about software or hardware. Because there was a new Bloomberg report out this week that said that they're not going to be announcing any hardware at WWDC, which I don't think that's true. And I'll tell you why here in a little bit. But if they're not talking about hardware and they're not talking about software, what are they going to do? Is Tim Cook just going to tap dance for 90 minutes on stage?
All things are going to have updates, I think. And these are software updates for developers. So you're going to be getting a lot of new APIs and stuff on all of the platforms that most consumers like you and me would snooze over. So even though I think there's not going to be a lot of outward facing UI changes, there's probably going to be a lot of exciting stuff for developers that are going to make the platform is better.
Well, that Bloomberg report did mention two pieces of software that look like they might be relatively exciting. So the first one is updates to ARKit. So they're going to move that to 2.0, which will allow users to play augmented reality games against each other in the same environments. That would be cool if we were in the same room, Buster. We could chase dinosaurs together or something.
Could play or like laser battle with each other.
Laser battles. That is even better than my idea.
Yeah.
Also, and this is something that I think I would actually use, and we've talked about this on the show before, a new digital health menu in the settings app, which will allow users to see how much time they're spending on their phones and iPads and in which apps and possibly even what they're doing in their apps. That's something that I would use all the time because I'm on my phone constantly. And I have no idea what I'm even doing there. It's like when you're hungry and you keep going to the fridge and opening it and just standing there in a stupor. I feel like that's what I do on my phone all the time. And I do wonder how much time I'm wasting on my phone.
Oh, same. Like you'll pick up your phone when you have like an important task, like something that you know you need to check, and then you open up your phone and you've already forgot about it, like within the 5 seconds that it took you to open it up, and you're like, wait, what was I doing? Let me check Reddit or Twitter or Instagram, and then I'll figure it out and remember, and then you waste 10 minutes trying to figure it out.
You've described 25% of each of my days. That's what I do. Or you go on your computer to do something quick, and then you realize an hour and a half later that you didn't even do it. Now you're on a complete tangent. You've just wasted like an hour and a half. Yeah. So I think that an app to show you exactly what you're doing and where would be pretty handy. And then there was a new report out from The Information, and they were saying that they're going to open up NFC so that the capabilities will expand beyond just mobile payments and allow people to do lots of cool things like securely unlock doors and interact with like security devices and buildings and stuff. You know where I would love to see this implemented is with like the Arlo cameras and cameras that activate themselves based on schedules and geofencing and stuff. I don't know about you, Lewis. I have set my Arlo cams off inadvertently probably 20 times. I'm sitting right next to the alarm, and all of a sudden it just starts blasting the siren in my ear because I've like sat there and I have them programmed to come on at a certain time. Or the geofencing doesn't work very well, so I'll leave my house and then the alarm will activate, and then I come back and geofencing doesn't know I'm here. So I'll be sitting here, and then all of a sudden the alarm just starts going off because geofencing doesn't realize that I'm sitting here. It's actually given me a form of PTSD. I'm always worried that my alarm's just going to start going off because it's so dang loud. It just rattles you when it comes on, and it hurts my ears. It's going to give me like hearing loss or something. So I would love to see them implement some type of NFC interaction where the alarm system knows that you're sitting there and you don't have to worry about geofencing not working. But it'd also be cool to have your front door unlock when you approach it, don't you think? That would be super handy.
Yeah.
Because right now, that doesn't work. You have to use HomeKit to unlock your door or enter a code or something. That's it for software. That's all of the expectations I have down here. Is there anything else that we're missing? Buster, Leander?
I'm going to guess maybe they have some research kit and health kit updates, stuff like that. But other than that, yeah, that's probably it.
So that's all that we know. That's all that we think we know for software. Let's move on to hardware. Bloomberg was saying today, no new hardware at WWDC, but I don't know about that. We got a bunch of new Macs last year, including a new Mac Pro. We got minor updates to the MacBook and MacBook Pro. And it's time for updates to the MacBook Pros. The last time they were updated was June of last year. And it's been like 360 days since the last updates. So I think that we may get updates on Monday.
I would love to believe that you're going to get some new MacBook Pros or maybe even a Mac Mini. But aren't the Intel chips still kind of delayed? Are there new Intel chips? Because that's always what dictates when Apple's new software or hardware is going to come out.
Well, they're currently running Kaby Lake processors. And I know that Coffee Lake, which is 8th gen? I might have the name wrong on that. But the 8th gen chips are out now. And I think that they could update to those. But we would get minor updates. Cool. They would just be spec bumps if we got anything at all. But 360 days.
I wouldn't expect any redesigns. Also, I mean, I definitely don't think the iPhone SE 2 would come out. But I wouldn't be surprised if like a new iPad Pro came out, because usually Apple announced those in March, and last year was the first time they did them at WWDC, unless they're holding them for September. And then it would just be like Apple's just going to flood all of its new hardware out in the fall.
Well, here's the thing. Again, if we don't see any hardware at all, like Bloomberg is expecting, then are they going to fill 90 minutes with just the software updates that we just mentioned? Unless they have a ton of stuff that we just don't know about, and they have a bunch of features, marquee features that we don't know about. But that would contradict the story that Air Force One, Craig Federighi, said that they're going to be scaling back on new features. So I don't really know what to believe right now. It's actually kind of exciting, isn't it? I mean, for the first time in a long time, we really don't know what to expect.
I think Apple's really good at filling time, though, so I don't think they would have a problem making, like, 4 or 5 feel-good videos that, you know, to, like, talk about stuff that they've done over the past year. So I don't think they would have a problem filling time.
I'm kind of hoping that they do a here's where we're at with HomePod, and if they do that, I'm going to start getting real nervous, because I think that they might give me a shout-out from that tweet that both Tim Cook and Phil Schiller liked. I think they both liked it for a reason. I think it's odd that they both liked that tweet. And I'm like, well, dude, what if they feature me in the keynote? Would that not be insane?
Yeah. What if they feature your new HomePod stereo sound video? You know,
I would die. They're like, I'd start sweating and I would die.
fall out of my chair.
Look at what HomePod will do to your face.
Look at what HomePod will do to your face, y'all. I don't think they would feature the video, but you know, sometimes when they're talking about how delighted people are with their products, they feature things that people have said about those products in the keynotes. And what if they featured that tweet? That'd be the sound that I make.
Keep dreaming.
I'm excited for Leander because you get to witness it live. We basically don't know what the heck's going to happen. And this is the first time that's happened in a long time, Leander.
What's that?
At this WWDC, I was just saying that we have no idea what's going to happen. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? That never happens anymore.
Right. Well, yeah, right. It doesn't. I know. It's rare. It's rare. Apple's back, baby.
Apple's back. But yeah, it's kind of cool that we're going into this so blind. I do like to know spoilers for the events that are coming up, for the keynotes and stuff. I like to know what we're getting ourselves into. I don't mind the surprise. I know some people really hate the spoilers. I kind of like them. I hate movie spoilers. It's funny, but for Apple keynotes, I like to know exactly what we're getting. But yeah, for this one, we really don't know anything at all. We don't know anything. So I think that's all of the hardware expectations we had. Oh, there was one other thing that I wanted to mention. Possibly a new Apple Watch with thinner bezels, so the screen is larger. Maybe a little bit thinner, but actually the little bit thinner part, that's just me wishful thinking. That I didn't read that anywhere. It probably is not getting it thinner. But the thinner bezels part has been a rumor, so maybe you'll get one with a larger screen. And that's it. Any other hardware that we should mention, Buster?
Oh, maybe we'll finally see air power.
All right.
The long...
Where is that damn thing?
That's right. Where is the $379 air power mat to charge your iPhone and AirPods? They've got to release that. They've got to release that at WWDC.
That was crazy last year, the way they were just talking about all these things that are out, you know, way out in the distance. I mean, I feel like they're borrowing from the future, and you know, it's time to pay off some of those promises, right? They gotta get that air power out. It's crazy, and that means bringing the wireless case for the AirPods, right? That'll be nice to have. Mm-hmm. Can't wait till they come out with this product. So many times I've almost bought a wireless charging pad here in the past few weeks, just because I'd like to have a few of those littered about the house. But I'm waiting. I'm waiting, Apple. Come on.
All right, Lewis, tell us about the other very exciting, undoubtedly going to happen, hardware expectation for WWDC.
Yeah.
This is a surefire winner.
Oh, yeah. It's just as sure as I'm going to be sporting a full head of hair. fingers crossed. Yeah, there's been a couple of rumors that there might be a cheaper HomePod coming. And the weird thing is both of these rumors say that it would be branded Beats. And they're talking about a HomePod more in the $250 price range. The latest person to say that you know, predict this is Apple analyst Gene Munster. You might remember him. He's the guy who kept predicting that there would be an actual Apple television set.
Well, technically, he hasn't been proven wrong yet.
Well, yeah, someday it could happen.
Right. 15 years and counting, but still, yeah, one of these days, any day now, he's going to be proven right.
I mean,
until Apple goes out of business, I am not convinced that he's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, what he's suggesting is that it would be like, more along the lines of a stripped down HomePod, not as cool and fancy as the HomePod, but, you know, a smart speaker that would be more in the $250 price range and might, you know, help people get sort of more in the use of having a Siri-powered smart speaker as opposed to using Alexa, like the rest of us use all the time now, right? So, by the way, you find yourself constantly using the wrong wake words.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, I do. I'm all the time.
It's really sad.
It's like trying to get your kids' names right, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, geez. I mean, I keep going like, hey, Alexa. And then it says, I'm waiting. I'm sorry. It's like, oh, that's okay. Jeez. I meant to say Siri because I wanted it to actually sound good. But, you know. Anyway, yeah. So will this happen? Who knows? It's kind of an offbeat rumor.
You know, honestly, at first I thought it was totally absurd. I don't think that it is totally outside of the realm of reason to say that they will eventually have a Beats branded HomePod, although it might look a lot different than the one they have now, because Beats is like their fun brand, right? And I wouldn't put it past Apple to release a cheaper one that's Beats branded. That's not that crazy of an idea, but it's definitely not going to happen at WWDC, I don't think. Do you guys think a Beats branded HomePod is even possible?
Why not?
Or is that just totally nuts?
I don't think so. I don't understand why they would do it under the Beats brand.
Because there are people out there that like Beats.
Yeah, but like Beats already has like the pills and stuff. And so I guess like the thing that would make it a HomePod is if it has Siri. So if it doesn't have Siri in it, then sure, it's just a Beats pill that's updated and looks nicer.
It could be.
What if they did a pill with Siri? I mean,
yeah, like.
But why would you do the pill with Siri when Siri is an Apple thing?
Because it's
Beats is an Apple thing too.
But like, I don't think people like really. I don't think those have ever like really meshed like totally. Other than like Apple providing like the W1 chips on some Beats stuff, I don't think like the Beats brand and Apple brand like really mesh totally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they definitely still stay separate.
Maybe that's a good reason to do it. Just, you know, keep extending it. Speakers like that already exist, right? I mean, Amazon has the, what the hell is it called? Tap? I can't remember. And Ultimate Ears has the Mega Blast, which is the Mega Boom with built-in Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
God, I said it out loud. Now she's
Oh, now it's paying attention. NSA is tuning in.
No, thank you.
No illegal activities happening here.
You know, and they're in that price range. Like, I think those lists for about $300, $320. So $250 for something like that. I mean, they could totally do it. And what?
Holy moly, Buster. Buster doesn't like that idea.
So, you know, and plus, I mean, there's been talk, continuing talk that they're going to make Siri smarter and roll out some changes. And that's got to be an emphasis for them going forward and putting it into that. I mean, this is something I was talking about a year ago with, you know, Amazon having such a big head start. I mean, people are getting used to saying Alexa all the time. And, you know, you want people more used to saying, hey, Siri. Yeah, that got her. anyway, so I don't think that's an impossibility, and why they wouldn't do it Monday. It could be, if they have it ready, why not? And it doesn't seem like it's out of the realm of possibility since these things already exist and have for a while. So
okay, good, because as I was saying it, I was like, this sounds insane. What are you defending? You sound like Jeannie Munster now. There's no way this is happening. But if you believe it might happen too, I feel a little bit better about myself.
Well, I think Lewis has got a good point. You know, this is shaping up like the old PC wars, you know, from the 80s, right? Where, you know, Amazon and Google are licensing their technology to everybody and anything. You know, Siri is starting to show up in cars. It's showing up in smart speakers, in thermostats, on robots. You know, it's everywhere. And it's going to become the default. You know, like if something is a smart device, you're going to say, hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, hey, Alexa. You know, and then Apple's going to be locked out again with its proprietary technology, you know, like with features that are locked into its own devices. So it's good, you know, if you've got an iPhone, an iPad, but, you know, it's not going to be no good for talking to your TV. It's going to be no good for talking to your microwave, your dishwasher, and all the other stuff, you know, the home automation. They're in serious danger, I think, of getting, you know, of getting left behind, especially with all the home automation stuff. You know, Amazon's leaps and bounds ahead there.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. I mean, you can get Alexa built into dishwashers now. And right. You know, clothes washers and stuff.
Thermostats.
I don't know why you'd want any of that crap, but yeah, well, thermostats.
It's definitely useful for some things, you know, some things more than others. And I agree, a lot of the Alexa stuff at the moment is you know, mostly useless. All those thousands and thousands of skills really don't, you know, you're not going to use any but a fraction of them. But it's, you know, it's building this ecosystem that Apple built. You know, I think it's akin to the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Apple's got the App Store. It's by far the most potent software platform on the planet. Everyone wants to be in it. If you have an app, you know, if you want to do something, you have to have an app, and it has to be on the App Store. It's a huge competitive advantage, and you know, I think with smart devices, it's obvious now. I mean, Alexa showed us that you know, voice activated stuff is the wave of the future. I mean, I think, you know, it's just going to be added to more and more things. It, you know, there's no turning back, is there? It's definitely going to be, you know, like you're going to have voice interfaces on all kinds of stuff. And I think Apple has to be competitive. And they're not.
Yeah, well, they're not. And that's their biggest strength and their biggest weakness, isn't it? Their walled garden approach. I do wonder if voice commands are going to be ubiquitous, though, and if we're actually going to be using them. I'm still not convinced that we will be. There's just so much of it out there, and yet so much of it is totally useless.
I mean, just because some of it's useless doesn't mean that the rest of it isn't just completely, going to be ubiquitous. I mean, I use it all the time for turning on lights and opening doors and doing everything. And the other thing I was thinking about, you know, all this talk about the Apple Car, right? Well, that's the perfect place for voice input. The absolute perfect place, right? You're driving down the road and you say, hey, turn the radio station to this. Hey, give me driving directions to that. I mean, to me, it just seems like it absolutely is the way of the future, because anytime you got your hands full or anytime you can't see a screen, you know, why would you want to do anything other than – I mean, the only next step is like if there's a neural implant and you can just think it and it happens.
Well, it's funny. The cars are one of the few places I think they are competitive, right, because of CarPlay.
Well, I guess they are, but I don't know. I don't know how well that works, because I don't have a CarPlay radio. I mean, I wish I did, but I don't.
Me neither. But a bunch of new cars on. I mean, almost all the new cars have got, you know, Android, whatever it's called, Android Auto and CarPlay built in.
I don't know how that works with voice, though. I know that I can use Siri in my truck with just talking to my iPhone, but I don't know about how CarPlay works. Is that?
I think it's more or less the same, but it uses, like, you know, they're built-in microphones now for taking phone calls. Oh. So you can invoke Siri and it'll and do all that stuff you asked. How well it works? Like when I briefly had a CarPlay stereo, I mean, it didn't work that well, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It was an aftermarket one, and I don't think the microphone was that good, but.
Yeah,
it was possible.
Well, I'll just say again, that is the one thing that is so amazing about the HomePod is the microphone, the far field microphones. I mean, I swear to God, yesterday I was way in the back of my house, like 30 feet away from this thing, and I like whispered something and it heard it. I was like, shocked, absolutely shocked. Yeah. I was trying to get it to talk to use Siri on my phone, and the thing in the living room picked it up. I couldn't believe it.
And we're back. What a freaking nightmare. We've had nothing but tech problems today. We're going from one platform to another, trying to figure out which one will work, and they all keep failing. So we're just going to wrap up the show with this final story, because I'm about to lose my mind, and I'm going to have to sync about 25 audio files, and I want to make sure I'm able to release the show tonight and not after WWDC. So let's just go ahead and wrap up the story with iOS 11.4. We finally got it. Buster, it's finally here. And with it, we got iMessages in the cloud, or messages in the cloud. We got HomePod Stereo, which I'm going to talk about more here in a moment. We got multi-room audio for the HomePod. And am I missing something, Buster, or was that it? That was all the major stuff, wasn't it?
That was it. Yeah, mostly bug fixes.
Mostly bug fixes. But, and of course, we've been using iOS 11.4 for a while because we're all using like the betas. But the HomePod version of iOS 11.4 just came out, enabling some of the fancier audio stuff. Have you guys played around with any of the audio, like the AirPlay 2 stuff or multi-room audio or anything like that? Leander, have you messed around with any of that stuff?
Yeah, and it works great.
It works great, doesn't it?
Yep, fantastic. It's better than Sonos. I hate to say it, but it is.
Oh, I never thought I'd hear the day Leander put someone else above Sonos. I never thought I'd hear it.
I know. It's a momentous day. Momentous. But I'm still not dumping Sonos yet.
Okay.
But isn't Sonos, they're coming out with something next week, right?
Right. And it's going to be, we're invited to the press conference on Wednesday morning. Ooh. Here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's got to be, you know, they've got to be doing voice activation across the line.
They're going to try and win you back. Hey, Leander, would you say that the multi-room audio in AirPlay 2 is astonishing?
It was really, really quick, you know, and I like the fact that you can cue something up on your phone and then just choose, you know, AirPlay 2 and beam it to the speakers. You just hit you just tick, you know, the two boxes, and it was instantaneous. Perfectly in sync, sounded fantastic. Yeah, no problems at all. Thought it was great. Really, really nice experience. And I tried it with a bunch of different services. So I played some Apple Music, then I played Beats Radio. And that was we're going to talk about Beats sometime. That's really gone downhill. But
just the fact that we haven't talked about it since it launched indicates that it's gone downhill.
I keep trying it. I keep listening to some stuff, and I tried about six different stations. They're all garbage, and I'm like, oh my goodness. So then I went to the TuneIn Radio app, and I like listen to the radio from London. So I played a couple of London radio stations. Fantastic, no problem at all. In fact, I didn't even have to choose the speakers. It was as soon as I launched it, started playing in TuneIn. It started playing immediately from the two HomePod speakers.
Huh.
Which I was a bit surprised about, but yeah, no problem at all. Fantastic.
It's so polished. It was worth the wait, in my opinion. Yeah. And it just, I mean, they could tell that they really put some time and attention into making it work correctly and getting all the bugs out of it, because I haven't had a single issue with it. And the stereo play with the HomePods. Ooh. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it again. So I'll link to a video that I did showing or reviewing the stereo HomePods with just my face, as I did with the original HomePod. And I'm going to really restrain myself here, because I could go on to a 10-minute tangent about how nicely it works and how good it sounds. But when I go overboard, I feel like it sounds fake. So I'm not going to do that. I'll just direct you to the video where you can see my reaction to it. But I will say this. I'm doing that motion when you kiss your fingers and you open them up, you open your hand up, you know, like Italians do when they have a really good bowl of spaghetti. That's how it is. It works so very well. It's easy to pair them together. And the sound that comes out of two HomePods at once, I feel like it more than doubles the sound, the volume, the quality, the bass. It just rumbles. It sends vibes right through you. And the strange thing is, when I did my test, it creates this pocket of sound that you become enveloped in. And you can't even tell where the audio is coming from. Like when I did the test, I actually thought the sound sounded like it was coming from my Mac, because I was positioned right between the two speakers. And you really can't tell where the sound is coming from, but it sounds so beautiful and warm, but powerful, and the bass is surprising, and it just wallops you. When you have a good song with some good bass resonance, it just hits you right in the chest, but it's not muddy or gross. It sounds like it was well-constructed and well-formed, and I was in a stupor. I couldn't believe how good stereo HomePods sound, and I'll say this again. One HomePod sounds good, but when you add another one, it more than doubles the quality and the volume, everything. It's to use a word Leander likes to use, it's astonishing, astounding. I am thrilled with my dual HomePods. Absolutely thrilled. Could not be happier with two HomePods. And I haven't even run a lot of music through them yet. I've done, you know, I'm forgetting the genre of music that I always listen to. Give me a sec. It's
polka.
It's definitely not polka. Oh. Although I should try that and report back to you how it sounds, so you know if you should buy a second HomePod. Oh, you know what? I can't remember the name of the genre. There's a genre of music that I listen to. It's like electronic 80s music. Anyway, I also tried using or running music through the speakers that implement good stereo separation, because a lot of people were asking me how good the stereo separation is, because when you have these speakers in stereo mode, the left speaker acts as the left channel, the right speaker acts as the right channel. So I booted up the Doors Break On Through, which uses a lot of that kind of stereo trickery to direct music back and forth. And the speakers did it perfectly. Like I had drums coming out of the left speaker. I had guitars coming out of the right speaker. And it didn't blend the two instrumentations together. So I think it pulled it off perfectly. It's just like listening to a pair of wired stereo speakers. I was very, very happy with it. And again, I'll direct you to the video where you can see my my real-time reaction to the video. But if you have one HomePod, I would urge you to consider getting another, or at least going to hear how it sounds, because I am wholly impressed. I had a lot of people out there that were saying, oh, two HomePods, $700, totally not worth it. You could buy a whole, you know, surround sound speaker setup with that kind of money? Yeah, maybe. But I don't want a surround sound speaker setup. I don't want to have wires everywhere. I don't want to have to buy an amplifier. That's exactly the point of the HomePods, is they give you that same high fidelity sound, but without all the wires and without all the restrictions and without all the hardware. You get everything built into one compact little speaker. I'm getting that full experience from 2 8-inch speakers that are sitting on my desk. So for me, it's worth the cost. And also, if you're paying $700 for your AirPods or for your HomePods, you haven't listened to the past shows, because I have told you ways to get the HomePods for way less than that. I think I paid $250 for one of mine and $300 for the other. So, you know, I'm sitting at, what, $550 for two HomePods? That's not a bad price for a full-on stereo system. Hey, before we wrap up, Lewis, you had talked about using HomePods as speakers for your television, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm real curious how that's going to work. I mean, I set it up with just for the first time, I was running my TV through a single HomePod. I didn't think it sounded that good. I didn't think it sounded anywhere near as good as the cheap soundbar that I have. And mm-hmm. and I started looking around on Reddit. I saw some people talking about, oh, yeah, you know, I set it up in stereo. I set it up to use a home theater. It sounds like horrible. And somebody points out, you know, well, these things are tuned for music. They're not tuned for, a comic book movie soundtrack. And so I'm just curious how it sounds when and if I ever get my second HomePod, or if you'd done it. It makes sense to me. And I was talking with Leander about this yesterday. I mean, sometimes the sound bars and things like that, they're built to make it so that, you know, an explosion sounds awesome, right? it's different. It's different.
That's a really good point. I hadn't considered that.
So I'd be curious if you get it hooked up for that. I'd be curious how it sounds.
Well, did you use your HomePod with your Apple TV? Because I heard that one of the biggest problems is that the Apple TV is constantly disconnecting from the HomePod once you stop watching.
Well, yes, that's what I used it for. And I don't know. I mean, I've just done this since this update. I got all excited about trying it out. And I don't know why I never did before. I just never did. I mean, I have the soundbar there, and it's like, so... Anyway, I don't know. I haven't even actually turned it on for the second time because I haven't watched any TV. But
yeah, I heard that once you stop watching, the HomePods disconnect, and so it's really annoying. Every time you want to watch something, you have to go in and manually connect your Apple TV to your HomePods, and what a huge pain in the arse that is. No one wants to do it. Yeah. So, I mean, they're not built for TV watching yet. I would love to see Apple add a mode so that you could use these as, you know, home theater speakers. Like that would be really cool and make them much more versatile and maybe create a larger market for them, because they do sound so gosh darn good. And really, couldn't they just, through an algorithm or some software, tune the speakers to sound better, you know, for movies? And you could just put them into movie mode and they, you know, change their tuning so that they could sound good on explosions, so I could hear The Rock, you know, just blowing people away. I don't see why you couldn't do that.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable. Sounds totally reasonable.
Possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to hear him, like, flexing and stuff, too, because his muscles are so big when he flexes, you can actually just hear it in the audio. You can pumping. Hear them moving and creaking. Yeah, I want to hear the pump from my Apple HomePod. So those were my two biggest questions. How do they work in stereo mode? The answer is excellent. How do they work for home theater speakers? My recommendation is they don't. So don't try to use them that way, because I think you're only going to be led to frustration. Some of you might get it working and you might be happy with the inconvenience of connecting via Bluetooth every time you use them. That's fine. More power to you. But I'm waiting until Apple officially implements some kind of home theater mode. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up there, guys, before our technology quits again and our audios stop recording and I have to start crying at the thought of trying to blend all these audio files together. So let's go ahead and wrap it up there. The WWDC keynote will be on June 4th, Monday at 10 a.m. Catch Cultimax live blog with yours truly, Leander Caney, there to type out everything word for word and tell you exactly what's going on. It's going to be very exciting. And you can just imagine him there sweating and crying, trying to keep up with everything that's being announced on stage. Doing it all himself. But that's all the cool cast we have for you guys this week. If you want to come say hi or talk to us about any stories we mentioned on today's show, we're on Twitter. I'm at Arifon. Leander is at L. Caney. Lewis is at Lewis Wallace. Buster is at BST3R. This has been the cool cast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the cool cast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening. And we'll see you guys, hopefully, if we can get it working, next time. What a disaster. Someone shoot me.
Horrible.
How many audiophiles do we have? 16?
Think how much fun that's going to be. It's like a jigsaw puzzle for you.
Yes, right.
It's exactly. The kind of thing that keeps you mentally agile.
Mentally agile. Or I might just jump off a high building or a cliff or something.
Well, I had to start at like, you know, five different times, right? Didn't work. Microphone didn't work. Blah, blah, blah. Dongle, golly. Hell, nightmare. Blah, it works.
Dongle, hell. Explains it.
Dongle, hell.
That's the problem. You're using dongles, aren't you?
What else am I supposed to do?
Exactly. There's no other choice.
Thanks, Apple.
You got like eight dongles plugged in.
Fuck.
Looks like a gosh darn octopus on your desk. Okay, let's do some clapping. Here you go. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Holy moly.
Yeah, right.
Grief.
Buster, could you hear us?
What?
Were you clapping late on purpose?
I was trying to.
Yeah, okay. Let's do one more time. One.
No, I was trying to clap early.
You're trying to clap early? That was early?
Yeah.
Let's do one more time. One, two, three.
How was it?
It's like closer? A second and a half behind.
It's not going to do any good, though, if you try to do it early, right? It's going to put everything out of sync.
True.
It's self-defeating.
I'm not sure if it's a delay in your feet or a delay in your brain muscular reaction time.
Could be both.
When you say I try to start early, you're like, okay, now clap. Go, hands, you clap now. Hands, I say, you clap.